Hello, and welcome to Water in the 505-575. I'm Joni Palmer, your guide on this journey about water in New Mexico. Today, I will be talking with Heather Himmelberger, the director of an interdisciplinary team that is producing this podcast. Heather, would you tell us a little bit about your title, the organization that you work for at UNM?
I'm the director of the Southwest Environmental Finance Center, and we've been in existence since about 1992, and our organization is pretty unique across the country and within the University of New Mexico, as we're an organization that does all public service. So our entire mission is public service. We help water and wastewater utilities all over the country with better management and finance techniques, also some technical aspects of how to comply. And we're just out there trying to help as best we can to make the nation's water and wastewater systems as good as they can be.
So, you know, with that, based on that mission, the Online Learning Academy to Improve Knowledge of New Mexico Water Resources, how is this a part of your organization? How did this come to be?
Well, we feel like one of the big issues is there's not a great place to go for where you can find really good, neutral, fact-based information about water, where it comes from, what certain things mean, why we disinfect, how water service is done, where the water comes from. There's all these basic questions that the public may not know about, and maybe even elected leaders who have to make really big decisions about how to spend their money and spend the taxpayer dollars on water and wastewater infrastructure. Sometimes it's the biggest expenditure that community has, and they're making these big decisions without a lot of knowledge or background about water issues. And we thought that one way we might be able to help is to provide that neutral, fact-based information in a way that's easy to consume, easy to understand, and have one place that people could go and try to find that information out. So we started this learning academy to try to fulfill that type of mission.
And the podcasts are part of this project that is funded through the UNM Grand Challenges. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, we had actually a different plan originally. We wanted to do mostly videos, and we were going to do short video clips because we know most people don't want to listen to a really long extended video, but they might listen to a few minutes that tell you some little snippets about water, and we hope that they will watch more and more of those. As we hit the pandemic, we had to change our plans a little bit, and we went in a slightly different direction to maybe develop some podcasts for providing information about what water is, you know, how water is involved in this pandemic time. It's still a foundational element of our communities. We absolutely positively need water, good sound drinking water, and good wastewater treatment at this time more than ever. So we wanted to go in a slightly different direction and maybe do some podcasts that would show the frontline workers, the very essential frontline workers in the water industry, who are maybe a little bit forgotten at this time. You know, we're thinking of, rightly so, our public health folks, the doctors, the nurses, the EMTs, all of those people. But we don't want to forget about our water people, who actually have a really big public health part of all of this. So this podcast series was kind of a way to introduce folks to their water professionals that are out there in the community making the water run, and maybe they're not aware of them or know what they're doing and how they're doing it. So we thought we'd just share a little bit about that.
What do you want people to know about this project? Kind of a sound bite that that people can carry with them.
Water really is life, and the more you know about it, the more it will help you and help you support your water operators and make that water world even better.
Thank you, Heather, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about this project, please visit our website, efla.unm.edu. Thanks, and see you next time.